You're listening to WYSO, and welcome to Politics Ohio, our weekly wrap-up of the week's big political news. Today, I'm speaking with the State House News Bureau Chief, Karen Kassler. Welcome.
Hi.
It's been a big week, so let's start with the debate between Governor Strickland and Republican hopeful John Kasich. Was it a game-changer for either campaign?
Well, I know there were a lot of technical problems throughout the state, so a lot of people who may have wanted to see or hear the debate weren't able to see and hear it live. I'm not sure, though, how much of a game-changer it was. I know in Ohio, or in central Ohio, the ratings of it were pretty good, but it appears from a poll that came out from Quinnipiac University a couple of days after the debate that Kasich has apparently opened up a pretty big lead on Strickland. The candidates really did stay on message. They said a lot of the same things that we've heard and seen from them several times. So I think it was kind of more of the same. There really wasn't a news-making moment in the event.
Were there any questions that the candidates did not answer?
Oh, yeah, all of them. I mean, in a way, you know, would come back to somewhat of an answer sometimes, but it seemed like you had to wait for quite a while to get to that point. I know the candidates were asked very specifically about, you know, John Kasich has talked about the elimination of the state income tax, and he was asked, you know, what would you specifically, when would you do this, and what would you cut to make up for it, and he didn't have any concrete specifics on that. And the same thing goes for Strickland. You know, you've got an $8 billion budget deficit perhaps coming up. What would you do to deal with that? And, you know, he didn't make any specific remarks about that. But I don't think either candidate wants to get that specific at this point, because whoever wins is going to have to get specific, but that's for down the road.
You mentioned that poll that came out, the Quinnipiac poll. It's an independent poll, and it shows Kasich with a 17-point lead on Strickland. So was that poll issued after the debate?
Yeah, it was. It was done, though, right before the debate. So I'm not sure if it really measures an impact from the debate or not. I think, you know, the next poll that we'll see from Quinnipiac, and, of course, the Ohio poll at the University of Cincinnati will come out. And so it'll be interesting to see the impact of the debates and campaign season in general. But certainly the lead is pretty substantial for Kasich at this point. I think it's reflecting more of a reaction to people in general and their perceptions of the two parties, the candidates. I mean, the Quinnipiac poll the day after, actually today, had Lee Fisher, the Democratic lieutenant governor, running a 20-point deficit to Rob Portman, the Republican challenger. So you're seeing these Republican candidates are opening up these huge leads. You know, it's at least on the top of the ticket. Both of them are about the same lead, so it's definitely suggesting that people are really considering these Republican candidates over the Democrats.
Other numbers that came out this week, job numbers, they did drop a bit in Ohio, jobless numbers, I should say. And also, though, the percentage of Ohioans in poverty, those numbers came out, and that's on the rise. How do those numbers affect the message of both campaigns?
Well, obviously, it goes right along with Kasich's message of that unemployment is too high and that we've got to bring jobs and bring revenue back into the state. For Strickland, though, it's an opportunity in a way because the unemployment rate has actually dropped every single month for, this is the fifth month in a row, I believe. It hasn't dropped by a lot, but it's kept dropping. And so he could use that as a claim toward, hey, what I'm doing is working, even as we're dealing with economic problems and the recession, where our unemployment numbers are lowering. And the poverty figures, the Ohio rate did rise in the recession, but we're still below the national figure. I think the Ohio figure was 13.5% of people in poverty, and the national figure was over 14, almost 15%. So, you know, the case could be made by Strickland that, hey, we are not doing as bad as other people in other states are doing.
So we'll just see how he uses that down the road. Karen Kassler is the State House News Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Thank you so much for being here today.
Great to be here. Thanks.